Why should you care about nitrogen? Well, do you eat food, drink water, and breathe air? Hi everybody, my name is Cody Sanford, and I know you probably don't think about nitrogen often, and that's alright, because I'm one of three scientists to tell you what you need to know about nitrogen in right around 5 minutes. First, nitrogen is a limiting nutrient, and by that I mean it's hard for plants to get, so that's why people add nitrogen as a fertilizer in agriculture. The Haber-Bosch process is a chain of chemical reactions developed in the early 20th century which produces reactive nitrogen, often in the form of ammonia. Our ability to feed the expanding populations of people is often credited to the Haber-Bosch process. However, there is a lot of health and environmental problems that occur because of what we'll refer to as reactive nitrogen. Here, it's good to note the difference between reactive nitrogen and the nitrogen in the air. Most of the atmosphere is made of nitrogen. It's in your lungs right now. But this nitrogen is what we consider non-reactive because it's in the form of N2 and it takes a lot of energy to break these tightly bonded atoms. Reactive nitrogen, like ammonia, takes many forms because it can react with so many different elements. You might have heard about dead zones caused by algae blooms in the Gulf of Mexico or air smog in large cities. This is all linked to nitrogen pollution. One of my mentors in the ESS, Undergraduate Participation in Ecological Research, or the Super Program, has been studying nitrogen for years. This is what she has to say about the loss of biodiversity.
I'm Jill Barron. I'm with the Natural Resource Ecology Laboratory here at CSU and a member of the Ecosystem Science and Sustainability Department. Some of the impacts from nitrogen that people know about, but they don't actually associate it with. There is a very major effect on biodiversity. Plants that get too much nitrogen tend to thrive. Many of the others disappear. It's a major source of extinction of plants and animals all over the globe. So, and it's a water quality issue. It affects people's drinking water. It affects biodiversity. It causes harmful algal blooms. So people talk about nitrogen as being the greatest global change you've never heard of.
So now you have heard of nitrogen, you know the environmental harm it can cause, so what can we do to stop nitrogen pollution? Well, thankfully, there's a tool that we can use to measure this pollution. This is the nitrogen footprint. Here's what one of the creators of the nitrogen footprint, Allison Leach, has to say.
Hi, I'm Allison Leach, and I'm a researcher at the University of New Hampshire, and I developed the original nitrogen footprint model along with Jim Galloway and others at the University of Virginia. So the original nitrogen footprint was developed at the consumer level to look at how an individual's consumption patterns impact nitrogen pollution, but then we applied it to a campus scale, and that's the version of the tool that Colorado State applied. And a campus is a really interesting setting for an analysis like this, because at a campus, you can look at a defined system bounds and see how its activities like food purchases and energy use impact nitrogen pollution. And then you also have the ability to make decisions about how to then reduce that institution's nitrogen footprint.
Colorado State University got involved because as a nitrogen scientist, I see these damages caused by nitrogen all over the world. And when we saw that the nitrogen footprint tool was available through the University of Virginia and a consortium that was being started to address university footprints all over the country, we volunteered. So CSU has actually been involved since 2016, and it was started by the Student Sustainability Center at Colorado State University, and it helps us tremendously if we can reduce our nitrogen footprint, not only for the environment, but also for CSU's sustainability goals.
I helped calculate the 2020 nitrogen footprint for Colorado State University alongside Jill Barron, Allison Leach, and other great scientists. Having the nitrogen footprint is the first step for CSU to measure the nitrogen pollution that can be removed from the system. Focusing on food purchasing is a smart strategy for a nitrogen action plan because the Housing and Dining Services purchases a lot of food. So any percentage change would eliminate a ton of nitrogen pollution from the atmosphere. So now you know about nitrogen footprints and nitrogen pollution, but what can you do? Well, let's start by measuring your own nitrogen footprint and seeing your own pollution impact. Here's what the experts suggest.
So we have two nitrogen footprint tools that folks could check out if they want more information. One is at a campus scale, and that's called SIMAP. SIMAP, and the URL for that is unhsimap.org. And that's actually a carbon and nitrogen footprint tool for colleges and universities and other organizations. And another tool where individuals can actually calculate their own nitrogen footprint is calc.nprint.org, where you can answer questions about your diet, your travel, and your housing to see what your nitrogen footprint is and how it relates to the U.S. average.
Well, thank you for listening, and I hope you find your nitrogen footprint. Bye.